Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Both the Grand Mosque in Mecca and Medina will be operating at full capacity, meaning that there is no more social distancing, although you will still need your mask and follow the protocols of, you know, still applying for your Salah on your app and for Umrah, but in which is in the Mecca, the Grand Mosque. But in Medina, there's no need to apply for an app to read your Salah. Only when you're going to road out to the Mubarak grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The capacity means that more people will be allowed to go.
What sort of a relief would this have on tour operators here in South Africa? And what has been the response from pilgrims wanting to go abroad?
Definitely, they have, the pilgrims have would welcome the lifting of this restriction. And for several industry, meaning that more people would now be able to go. In fact, with this new system of online through travel agents, meaning you can have your whole booking done within 3 to 4 hours, and you can even leave the next day, even with your visa and everything. That will mean now more people will be allowed to go because, you know, with the restriction being lifted. So it would also be a boost to the travel industry also. People will be able to go.
In terms of the price associated with undertaking pilgrimage compared to the pre-COVID era?
At the moment, they're still not allowing you to do your normal tawaf, which is, you know, circumambulating the Kaaba. And that is still being restricted to Umrah only. But for in terms of Salah, so obviously people would also want to wait when the tawaf is completely opened also. Then obviously the numbers would then increase, you know, drastically to go for Umrah.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.